these stories coming out in the news. We have a massage therapist who joins us now on the Ticket Hotline who says he had a run-in with a famous Hollywood star as well. And I believe you want to remain anonymous. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, if I could, guys, I would certainly appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah. And thank you for your courage, by the way.
Well, thank you. Just call me Anonymous Massage Guy.
Okay. Well, would you like to tell us your story, Anonymous Massage Guy?
Yes, I would. You know, I heard your stories earlier of John Travolta,
mm-hmm.
or as I refer to him now, John Revolta. Well, my story unfolds like colors on a painted canvas, and this is an absolutely fabulous story, okay?
Okay.
I don't share it very often. I had a friend of mine who listened to you guys, told me, call in. You guys want to hear your story, so I said, okay. All right. I used to be a massage therapist for a notable local resort
uh-huh.
that represented every single season that we have on
okay.
the earth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I was like the best they had. I had like magic in my hands. It was unbelievable. I had the most fabulous hands until they hired me. I got paid more than everybody else. Didn't mention it too much to anyone, but
mm-hmm.
I had like double dream hands. They were unbelievable. Except they were like double dream hands times five, which is like 10 regular dream hands or something. Anyway, long story short, here we go. This was in the early aughts, and a star from a 1970s sitcom who shall remain nameless,
mm-hmm.
but it was like a Brooklyn-based public high school kind of sitcom.
Okay. Right.
Anyway, this star orders an in-room massage, and because they're a big star, big whoop, they send me, because I'm number one. I was Picasso with my hands, right? So I enter the room, and there's the Hollywood star with only a towel draped around his midsection.
Hmm. Well, that's not unusual for a massage.
He's already in position, you know, and I'm, okay, no big deal. So I start on the massage on his neck, and he quickly moves my hands down to his glutes.
Hmm. That's odd.
And he pulls off the towel to reveal a strong and angry human erection.
Angry?
So I ignore that. And I tell him, look, lay face down. And he said, ooh, getting kinky, are we?
Oh, like, man.
Oh, totally gross. Gag. So I ignore that. And as he lies on his stomach, I start to massage his back. And he reaches around and spreads his glutes.
Mmm, goodness.
He then asked me to massage his skin scrunchie.
Oh, oh man.
And he said that it hurt from acting so much. And I'm like, heck fire, I've never heard anything like that. So I ignore it, and I try to massage his back again. But every time I move around the table to get to his back, he keeps rotating to present me with his anus.
Gosh.
It's like his dirt portal was tracking me like a compass needle around the room.
Goodness.
So finally, I had enough, and I told him that if he didn't act Christian, I wasn't going to massage him. Well, then he had the gall, the audacity to say, I think we got our signals crossed. And I'm like, excuse me, sir? And he says, well, aren't you gay? And I'm like, what? I'm a heterosexual man who's married with three kids. I don't think so. So he says, come on, we're all gay. And I said, well, I'm not.
We're all.
And so I picked up my scarf and my shoulder bag, and I stormed out of there. I just marched right out of there.
I don't know how he got a mixed message from you.
I don't either.
And so that's my story of this so-called actor that is so-called straight and so-called married.
Well, that's
and
terrible.
You know what? The only other time I was asked to do a reverse massage was by a professor at UTD, and that's another story for another day.
Okay? Boy, we might know him. All right, well, thank you for your courage.
Well, thank you so much. Anytime you want another story, just let me know. You know, you've got a lot of verbal glitter in my repertoire. So.
Okay. Anonymous
Thanks,
male
guys.
Massage guy. Oh, he's gone. There he goes.